Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Klemm.
Oh no, it's Gojira.
No. That is a no lizard.
Oh, it's just a fat New Western goober.
What you want, fat man? Micah Bowser? Here in New Orleans. Go away.
Who is a Mike Bowser?
Very powerful wizard.
Meanwhile, in the Big Easy.
Boy, oh boy. I sure do enjoy being a writer down here in New Orleans. Nothing could ever bring me down. Oh no! It's Chris Klemm! You will not destroy my village, you beast! Be gone with you back to Chicago! Oh no! He's too powerful! Curse you, giant! Your precious PH Comedy Theater will not survive the month. Ha ha ha. You'll never make another house team, you brute. Enjoy your sports ball minicast, sucker.
That's Chris Klemm. Alright, this is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Through you, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear,
El Hordano Diablo,
and this week we're taking a Chinese invention that was brought to the States and has wrecked lives. Joining us this week is comedian and Sad Boys Social Club cast member. Next show, Sunday at Brothers Lounge, doors at 8, $5, Drew Malkins.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Drew, why do you hate fireworks?
Well, first of all, they're really loud. That yeah. bothers the hell out of me. Don't really like the way they smell. I don't see what people really get out of it. You know, it's like, ooh, look at the pretty colors, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like we've evolved past that.
So basically, we can do the same thing with holograms now.
Yeah, we definitely could. And the thing that probably pisses me off the most is that in a lot of the neighborhoods I've lived in, they set those shits off from the 4th of July until the end of August.
Yeah, I live in a neighborhood like that where it's like from July 2nd until probably Friday, it was fucking just every night. Like, come on, enough.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, and people are disrespectful with it. One time I was delivering pizzas right around here, and some kid threw like one of those lines of little crackers onto the hood of my car.
The Red Devils or whatever.
Yeah. Oh. Like it didn't do any damage, but what the fuck? Yeah. I almost like, want, I can swear, right?
Yes.
Obviously. Okay.
Yes. This is me and Jordan's thing. Yes, you can swear.
We wouldn't do it if we couldn't swear.
Yeah, but no, man, that's bullshit. And like the kid, people just think it's okay to give their kids access to gunpowder.
Yeah,
and just let them.
And then people put them in dogs' mouths and shit. Like, there's terrible stories. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's you'd be surprised what people will put in a dog's mouth for fun.
I just what I don't understand about it is like, especially like in my neighborhood, at least three people on every street probably spend $1,000 each on fucking fireworks. It's a waste of fucking money, first and foremost. Second, like, it's supposed to be illegal, right? To shoot them off?
Supposed to
yeah.
be.
Yeah, and the cops don't give a fuck.
No.
They don't care.
Yeah, you have these phantom billboards in Ohio for just when you cross the border so that you can go pick up your fireworks and then just yeah. smuggle them home.
And it's like in some of these neighborhoods, it might be, you know, helpful to know when gunshots are actually happening.
It might be helpful, but, you know, I look at fireworks time as finally I can relax. These bangs, they're fireworks. Nobody's shooting at me.
I hope.
Well, you know, the first time I can remember playing, like, the thing I hate about the 4th of July is there are a million jokes online about gunshots or fireworks, which it's like, all right, we get it. In my case, though, I was about 24 working at a Blockbuster in the one over on Market that is now an AutoZone. And I'm sitting out while they're cleaning the store. Is basically we had a deal where you had to have a manager and a regular employee on duty mm-hmm. while the store was closing because for safety. And so I'm sitting outside in a lawn chair because there's nothing for me to do. Like, I've done all the work for the day. And all of a sudden I just hear pop, 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 pop. And I put my lawn chair away and went back inside. And the cleaning crew was like, what's wrong? I'm like, they're gunshots, man. And they laughed at me. And I was like, what? And they're like, those are obviously fireworks. I'm like, oh. So as time went on, I learned to differentiate between the two.
Yeah, there's enough gunshots in my neighborhood that I know the difference between the two.
Yeah. Well, they're generally not pointed at you.
No.
Fireworks, maybe.
Maybe. Most of the time, if I'm pissing off a neighbor, yeah. Just a Roman candle pointed at my window.
Yeah. Well, that's something that I've definitely experienced. Drew, have you ever had Roman candles shot at you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you haven't lived yet.
That was the last party that I went to in Youngstown for the 4th of July. It ended up being a giant, like, game of Roman candle tag. And then it devolved into a nitrous-fueled orgy that was called the Poseidon Adventure when all was said and done. Because it was just, the entire room was wet.
Sweaty wet.
It wasn't sweat. I mean, you say ooh, I say mm. But, you know, I was having a private party in a different room.
Let's call the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, but it became so you didn't grow up with family members setting off their own fireworks displays.
No, no, not really at all. I grew up in Olmsted Falls, so some of my friends did it sometimes, but my parents were never like big on fireworks anyways.
Mm. Well, it just we went to Canada every year, and a family from Pennsylvania would bring their own fireworks display every year just to set off at the campground we were at, which was illegal because I think fireworks were completely illegal in Canada.
Yeah, especially in a public, I mean, it's private property, but it's a public area.
Yeah, but it was just, it was something that they did. And then later on in my life, I would go out to Norton on the 4th of July, where they had a big piece of property and would set off fireworks for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's, I don't know, things like that I get, where it's like, you know, you're bringing the community together to look at these pretty lights. It's the whole, we're sitting out on our back porch blasting off firecrackers that I never really understood.
It's, I mean, I remember, like, as a kid, you know, you're like, oh, this is cool. And, like, I was trying to explain it to somebody last week at work. Like, it's the same fucking thing every year.
Yeah.
Like, you were saying at the beginning, like, what is the appeal?
Exactly. I mean, we have video games.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, those are a lot more fun.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to be around like a fucking really crowded area on the most patriotic day of the year while Donald Trump is president and there's explosives. I'm good. Like, yeah. I'm going to be okay. I don't care if it's on fucking pier, whatever beach they do, Edgewater. I don't know where they actually do the fireworks anymore, but yeah. I'm good on that.
Well, I used to go to Byron when I was a kid to go see fireworks. It was always a family thing for me. It was just, you know, we're getting together and then we go watch the fireworks, or you know, then when I got a family of my own. However, the last time that I used to live in an apartment complex in Akron, that was by Cadillac Hill, but not really like right off of 59, mm-hmm. which is now being torn down. Probably for the best, honestly. They tried to sell it to the people that were making the Fast and the Furious movies, like, hey, you can have this whole stretch of highway, nobody uses it, and they're like, nah, we're good, like, it's not in good shape. But the appeal of living in this particular apartment complex was we were feet away from where they were setting off the 4th of July fireworks in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the only time of the year, like, this apartment complex, because we're right by Cadillac Hill, like, strangers are not welcome.
Yeah.
You know, we had a guy on, like, who would drive around and make sure, like, there wasn't anybody weird, like, hanging out, because it was, you know, it's just no strangers, like, nobody better be selling drugs, like, this is a really bad neighborhood, and we're trying to, this is our, like, little safe enclave here. But every 4th of July, the complex would open up to by invitation only,
mm-hmm.
and we would all sit around basically on our front porch and have the best view of the fireworks that you will ever have. However, the last year that this happened, we kept getting fireworks shrapnel. One hit my kid. And she kind of lost her mind about it. And then my dear friend Brandy had one that looked like somebody had burned her with a cigar.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and this was like the fire department was there to make sure that, like, yeah, you can totally sit here and watch this, but it didn't matter.
So we're just going to call this episode like the public service announcement episode? Or...
Yeah. PSA, don't sit close to fireworks. You will get burned, and it's only hilarious for 5 seconds until you realize, oh shit, somebody might actually be
damaged. All right, like, the whole thing could be play with fireworks, get burned.
Yeah, why not? We'll drop a PSA after this. So you mentioned the loud noises. So did you ever go to, like, public displays?
Yeah, I've been to a few. I actually really liked them when I was little, but I don't go to them anymore. I just don't care.
Yeah. It's just not a... Well, all right. Have you ever been to Laser Floyd?
No. I'd love to, though.
Okay. So that's appealing.
That sounds like fun.
The pretty lights are fine. It's just the noises and the smell.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you've never been to a gun range either?
No, I've been to a gun range. I've fired some guns in my time. I didn't really have fun doing that either.
Are you a good shot in first person shooters?
No, not really.
Me neither.
I haven't played a first person shooter since Doom. So
that's pretty much where I'm at too. So, okay. But were you a good shot with a real gun?
Not really. I only did it a little bit when I was about 12. I hit some skeet with a shotgun, so that, you know.
Is that not what they call it now?
I mean, yes, that's how it works now. See, when you were 12, it was like clay pigeon.
Yeah.
But now, what they have is they have a well-endowed gentleman laying in an open field with a perpendicular erection. And he pleasures himself, and he can actually count down like Ron Jeremy. It goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pull, and then you have to shoot it. It's very difficult, but
it's difficult not to hit him.
I mean, that's the goal, is not to hit him, but, you know, they're insured. And this is an Olympic sport now, so. It's very difficult, and scoring is, like, thanks to modern camera technology, scoring is possible. But, you know, you've got to pull this gun out around all these people with cameras.
Isn't that how Mike Calhoun cut his teeth?
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Calhoun, before he was acclaimed filmmaker and sad boy Mike Calhoun, he was shooting skeet.
So, he was shooting skeet.
Yeah, shooting skeet. Exactly what happened. What other smells, like, really don't do for it? Because it's gunpowder. Like, okay, I can get that. But, you know, out in the wilds, like, what other smells are just like, nope, not doing it?
Well, most of the wild, I have really terrible allergies.
Ah.
I don't leave the house much, I guess.
Are you allergic to gunpowder? Do you, like, sneeze?
No. I just, it's a funny smell, and I don't like it.
How about campfires? Do you like that smell?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, so it's not fire, it's just gunpowder in particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very sulfuric.
Yeah. Although, I don't know, the ones, I'm always confused by skunks.
Skunks and weed?
Well, yeah. it's not necessarily skunks and weed. It's just, you know, because, have you ever been sprayed by a skunk?
No.
Okay. It's the worst.
I can only imagine.
And, you know, it just brings back those memories every time I smell it. But then, like, people with middling to okay weed, that's how their weed smells. So it's traumatic every time I spark a bowl.
He cries, goes into a panic.
Well, no. It's I deal with trauma a little better than that, Giordano. A little better. Usually I scream at people. That's how
I go the opposite way. I scream at people.
Yeah. No, I'm no, triggered to me doesn't mean curl up in a ball. Triggered to me, like, pull out a weapon. That's what it does.
You've never done that before.
Never. I have never done that before. Ever.
Never done that before.
Well, Anthony's kid, like, had to, like, hide a knife from me the other day. It's like, what the fuck is this doing here? This isn't my knife. It's not my knife. Well, get it away from me. So that's fun. So what other weapons have you had experience with?
Oh, jeez.
No swords, no fucking nunchucks, no...
Not really.
Stars.
Okay. I took Taekwondo when I was a kid, but I don't remember of it.
You want to catch hands? These hands are weapons.
Taekwondo, it's more about the feet.
Yeah.
I took Taekwondo, too, but I could not get past... orange belt, because I am not disciplined.
Yeah, neither am I.
What was the worst part about Taekwondo class for you?
You know, I honestly don't remember that much. I was like 6.
Oh, you were real young.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, it was the meditating. I could pull it off if you were, like, getting in lotus position or something like that, but they made us sit on our knees, and I was a fat kid, and that's just no.
Circulation non-gra.
Yeah, and, like, it would vary in time that we're meditating from week to week, so it would just, you know, I'd be fidgety, like, because I don't like sitting on my knees, and
What's, like, minimum meditation time?
Minimum meditation
time? Because I feel like if you do it for 5 minutes, that doesn't count.
I mean, that's pretty much what we were doing at the beginning of every class, was like 5 minutes, sometimes less.
So the teacher just wanted silence.
I actually spent some time with a Buddhist monk, and he said he's more impressed by someone that can do it 5 minutes a day than someone will do it like for like 4 hours really? And then not do it again for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that if you're like a well-practiced monk or following, you know, transcendental meditation kind of thing.
Know. It's some people use it as their daily prayer almost. With the same kind of effect there. So I could see 5 minutes a day being a thing. But for in my case, it was 5 minutes a week. And, and sometimes it was 10 minutes. And then, as it wasn't just silence, though, because it was also, he was teaching us Korean, various words in Korean as the meditation went on. And it was very authoritarian, but martial arts instruction is.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's just how it goes. But back to fireworks. You went to those parties on the 4th of July back in the day. I remember seeing you at one. So what did you do while people were busting off firecrackers in back of Sean Jonas's house?
No, I was at his birthday party, actually.
Oh, it was the birthday party you were at. You weren't at the 4th of July.
I've never gone to one of his... I'd love to.
Mm. Okay.
I really like Sean Jonas.
Yeah, he's a good
dude.
But yeah, so 4th of July happens. You're at a party. People are shooting off fireworks. You can't tell them to knock it off because it's the 4th of July party. What do you do?
I just go with it, I guess. I don't like it, but I guess I more or less just chill out. I did go to a 4th of July party this year, but they weren't setting any fireworks off. They were just kind of playing beer pong and et cetera. And then we left before they went to the Edgewater display.
Oh, so they are doing it at Edgewater, Jordan. You're not completely out of touch.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm glad you're not...
Still there a little bit.
Well, you have to be more in touch than me because I have to lock myself in the house most days so I don't murder anybody. You're the face. You're the face of the podcast.
As long as I don't get invited to a fireworks display at Edgewater, I think I'll be... Or anywhere for that matter.
Well, what's your worst experience at Edgewater, Jordan?
Getting drunk all day, going there, not drinking there, and just having loud shit go off around me while I was miserable and just want to go back home.
Okay. What's your worst experience at Edgewater?
Edgewater?
Yeah.
Not even necessarily fireworks related.
Yeah, not fireworks related. This Edgewater is year-round fun for all of Cleveland. Yeah. So, just delving into that, I can guarantee you I know one bad experience you had at Edgewater.
Oh, yeah. Well, we filmed a video there.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, and it was cold.
It was freezing.
It was really cold.
And windy.
Yeah.
And we weren't allowed to wear coats or hats.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're shooting this thing in the middle of winter. With no coats or hats. It looks great, but Jesus Christ, was that freezing.
I was allowed to wear a coat.
Yeah, you had your cool, like, trench coat, investigator trench coat. The rest of us were just in jeans and t-shirts. And, you know.
The good guy can have the coat. The bad guys, not allowed.
The bad guys are undeterred by the weather. Freezing cold. Yeah.
But, like, the I elements. Don't know. I've never been to Edgewater. My ex-wife really liked Edgewater, so, you know, that was always a bad experience now, looking back at it.
Yeah. I believe it.
But, I don't know. It's really dirty and gross most of the time, so that's not great, I guess.
That's, we did a shoot that never became anything for Tim Cornette several years ago. Tim had an idea where he would get a bunch of fat people and shave them. And they would all walk around with their shirts off and they would be painted. Their bare bodies would be painted, and he called it the Fat Man Garden.
Oh, yeah. He invited me to do that, and I told him no.
Well, you made the right decision, because we went to Edgewater with it and basically did we walked around, like, all painted up with Schizo Bill, Matt Farkas, Wellington, Tim Cornette, Jesse, and Jesus, who else? And then we had somebody walking around playing the Black Eyed Peas on a boombox. And someone else carrying a sign that said Fat Man Garden. And someone else passing out flyers for the Big Joke Show. And people would pose with us and take pictures. This was before selfies were a big thing. So it was like, that's great for a podcast, Jeremy. Show them what a selfie looks like. it was one person posing while another took a picture. But, then we got, it was like the day is done. The shot is over. It's time to go in the water and rinse off. And, we are greeted at the beach by just filled diapers.
Ugh.
And it's like,
that's
well,
an unpleasant experience.
I can't wait to get in this water. And then here's the thing that you don't realize when your entire body is painted up. It doesn't work as sunscreen.
No.
So
it's probably oil-based, isn't it?
I believe it was.
So it's just cooking you even more.
Yeah. So basically, once this was all rinsed off of us, we all had various patterns sunburned on our body. The best was Tim Cornette, who had an American flag on his back, and he had a sunburned American flag.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, Drew, would you rather take part in the Fat Man Garden or sit through a 3-hour fireworks display?
I'd go with the garden. Definitely. Yeah. Fat Man Garden.
Yeah. I wonder if Tim will ever do that again.
Why didn't that ever come to light? That's something I would actually really enjoy seeing.
The pictures were, this was, I think, in the MySpace era.
Okay. So this was a while ago.
Yeah, this was a long time ago.
This was when I first started doing, this is when the Big Joke Show existed, so this is at least 6 years ago.
Yeah, I think Tim had just moved back from L.A.,
Oh, okay.
So it's, because I...
Yeah, he came back like 2 weeks after I started doing stand-up, so...
Yeah, that sounds about right. It actually would have been around this time. That's when Tim moved back. And, that was a time. But that's my least favorite Edge... Well, no, it's not my least favorite. The least favorite Edgewater experience is probably... I went there for some other shoot that I was doing. I don't even remember what it was. There's a lot of shoots that I've done that have never seen the light of day.
Right.
Either because the concept was looked great on paper, but once we filmed it, it was not great, or just nobody had time to edit it, or various reasons. But I remember I walked into the bathroom at Edgewater, and there was a shower in the bathroom, and people were not using it for showering. Well, there was a shower going on, but it was not...
Nobody was trying to get clean.
Nobody was trying to get clean, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So that was not a great experience. It kind of made the piss shivers come out, so... I almost had to wait till we got out of there, but, I was drinking like a 12-pack of beer a day back then, so when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I'd have just walked up and peed on the people.
No, because then I would have had to join in the rest of it.
They might have been into that.
Yeah, that's like when that's not like when things like that are going on in the shower and then you go pee on them. That's not a, hey, I disapprove of what you're doing and I'm going to show you how low you are by urinating on you. That's, I want to play too. Here's my contribution to your little party. So, no.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, let's call the whole thing off. That's what it is. I'm going to pee on him and then I'll show him who's boss. No, it won't.
I'll just get roped in.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen. So, Drew, have you ever been to a fireworks store?
Like a Phantom?
I think I have, but maybe just once when I was like little. My dad was kind of into it when I was a kid, but not really. I don't know.
Yeah. I always drive. I've never been in a fireworks store. It's always one of those things I just drove past.
It's always right off of the highway, right next to the adult mart.
It's like walking into a Kmart that's like a pseudo armory. Like, that's pretty much what it is. It's just like long rows of just like stocked gunpowder shit.
Because, I want to say we stopped in at one on the way to Cedar Point one day. And I couldn't give a shit because I wanted to get to Cedar Point. So
that's way more important.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think my favorite fireworks memory is in Joe Dirt.
Okay.
I love that whole scene. That's
when
great.
When they're shooting fireworks at the nuclear warhead.
A Roman candle. At the
It's been a while.
Turns out to just be this is just an old crapper tank.
Mm-hmm. That is a fun movie.
Why is all you got snakes and sparklers? I like snakes and sparklers.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where I didn't think I was gonna like it, and then I watched it and it was amazing.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's like, to me, it's like one of those cult fucking classic movies. You had to be a certain age when it came out.
Yeah,
and like people still love it. I mean, they did the second one a few years back, and that was awful.
I didn't even watch.
That's why it went straight to Crackle.
But I saw the first one a couple times. I really liked it.
I love the first one.
First one's great.
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon,
Dennis Miller, and he's not immediately hateable.
That whole period, there were a lot of movies that were advertised really badly that then turned out to be really good movies. Yeah. Like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yeah.
Super Troopers.
Walk Hard
was amazing. Super Troopers. Yeah.
All of them, if you watch the trailer, you're like, I don't want to see this piece of shit. But all amazing films.
Well, I think part of it, too, is, you know, what's the biggest criticism of movie trailers? They give away the jokes in the trailer.
That's true.
None of those trailers gave away the best jokes in the movie.
They didn't, no. They just made them all look really stupid.
Yeah. So, but which is weird because, you know, the Sad Boys are making movie trailers. But the movie trailers are like all visual jokes. So it's like we have to give away
and
the best
jokes. And they're for movies that aren't coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we give away the best jokes because we give away all the jokes we wrote.
All the jokes we could write for a 2-minute movie trailer.
Mm. Or I wrote, whatever.
Yeah. Drew wrote them.
That's all Drew.
Yeah, it is. It's Drew and Mike. Like, this is...
You guys just show up.
We should make us look good.
We'll handle our own... bits and pieces of the group, you know.
So you guys,
trailers that we've been filming so far, I've written the scripts for. I'm not saying that someone else won't in the future, but we've written. There's been two of them so far, and that was me.
We're just trying to get the second one pieced together now with locations.
You guys just did a show in West Virginia this past week.
We did.
It was a really good show. Went very well received too.
Yeah, it was really well received.
You should send me the picture of the you guys with the marquee so I can post it from the Hate Flow on Instagram.
Yeah, I'll send you that picture. I've got it on various mediums. We passed, I think it was this trip, that we passed the like one of those world's largest fireworks stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on like the West Virginia-Ohio border.
Yeah.
Right next to the jerky outlet.
Yeah, the jerky outlet was on the way.
Yep, and there were like 7 Biscuit Worlds.
Yeah, Biscuit World was a big thing, which we were invited to breakfast at Biscuit World like the morning we left, but...
But there's free Continental at the hotel, good enough.
It wasn't just Continental, they had eggs in a steam tray.
Oh, so did they?
Yeah, they had eggs in a steam tray, they had make-your-own waffles.
And that's sausage patties.
Yeah, that's
the second day.
That's why my sister... just got married a couple weeks ago, and we stayed at some hotel right by where she got married. And like, they had like these little fucking egg omelets folded over with cheese in them, and I was like, "Oh, this is fucking nice."
Yeah,
sausage patties, like bacon.
Yeah,
not the best quality shit, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
They had sausage patties the second day. The first day, they had water with ham floating on top.
Yeah,
I didn't try that.
Oh, you mean ham water?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was ham water.
It was ham water, and I thought it was Canadian bacon at first, and it was really excited. It was not Canadian bacon; it was ham.
It's tomato, fucking tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Is there something you want to tell me with this running bit, Jordan?
No, I just... It's working. That's what I want to tell you. It's working.
Okay. As long as we're there. No. Yeah, that's when I get a hot breakfast at a hotel for free, it's like, no, it's like, this is what we're doing because it's free. Yeah. And it was not as good when we were at the hotel in Missouri for when TM and I did that gig, because it was, what did we get? Cereal muffins and orange juice. And that was our continental breakfast.
It's a ripoff.
Well, it also had hardwood floors, which is that's not something you see all the time.
Like in the rooms?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was wonderful. It's because, you know, that's like, oh, like everything's fine. Like, I love hardwood floors in hotels, because even if I have to sleep on the floor, which
you can see we're not to sleep.
Yeah, you can see we're not to sleep. And, you know, I know there's nothing going on there, which is like my biggest worry when I go to hotels.
Right. Absolutely.
And so, yeah, it was great. I did sleep on the floor at the hotel in West Virginia, though, and I woke up in the middle of the night one day to realize that I was cuddling with the garbage can. And I was like, this is perfect.
Oh, my God. Jesse, draw that, please. I know you're listening. Draw Jeremy cuddling a garbage can. I need that in my life.
Yeah, that's my future wife. Me in a garbage can.
We'll end up doing a whole ceremony.
Yeah. It's coming soon. Gay marriage is legal. It's a slippery slope. Now Sheer can marry his garbage can.
I just hope someday you can be somebody's garbage can to marry.
Well, thank you, Jordan. Thank you.
Hey, I've taken a barrage the last 2 weeks.
I guess it's my turn now.
You're just knocking them up. Just fucking crushing them, man. Call me Sammy Sosa, pre-pink suit.
Pre-pink suit, pre-Sammy Sosa has Michael Jackson disease.
The vitiligo.
I mean, that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
It does. Dude, when I saw him, I was like, I remember him being a lot darker.
Yeah. It was like, is he Dominican? Is he Cuban?
Is he bleaching his skin?
I don't know what's going on.
My mom's got that, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Does she?
Yeah.
I know it's a real thing.
It's bad. Like, she can get blisters on her arms.
Ooh,
that sucks. If she's outside for too long.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize, because I've met your mom several times, and it just never came up.
It was a lot patchier when I was a kid, but now it's, like, just straight, no pigment. Ooh. She's got to wear, like, sleeves all the time.
Ooh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
What would happen if you had to wear sleeves all the time, Jordan?
We wouldn't be doing many more episodes of this podcast, I'll tell you that. I wouldn't be around much longer.
At least not until the winter.
No, right. Where I lay, like, in the winter, I mean, you've seen me, I wear, like, the fucking undershirt with the shirt over it. Like, but no, once it hits above 72 degrees, I'm trying to go as sleeveless as often as possible.
Mm. Man, I just, I envy your ability to deal with the fact that you have a terrible body and you dress like you don't.
I don't give a fuck. Skeeves for no sleeves. That's going to be my new fucking campaign slogan.
There you go.
What I'm campaigning for, I don't know, but.
What would you campaign for?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you're not at president age yet.
According to Chris Clem, I'd flat tax would be on the
skis for no sleaze, flat tax 2017. Okay. I can see that.
Free drugs, smaller drug penalties, I guess, would be on there.
Well, that's the one thing I like about public fireworks gatherings is because of the smell of the gunpowder, people can't tell when you're smoking joints.
That's true.
So there is that. There is some positive to it. But, you know, there are... okay, so you've been... I'm assuming you've been to Indians games at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So does that whole thing that happens there ruin it for you?
No. Because, like... by the end of the game, I'm so amped up, you know, cheering and everything that I don't even care, you know?
Yeah.
But similarly, I usually leave Cedar Point before they go off.
Yeah. You ever been to Disney?
Yeah.
Okay. They say that Disney has the best fireworks displays in the country.
Yeah, I haven't been there in 20 years.
So. Yeah. I haven't been there. Like, when I saw them, I was still a little kid and I liked fireworks a lot. So yeah. I was happy to have them.
But it doesn't stick with, like, the memory of those particular displays doesn't stick with you.
No.
Here's a question. Do either of you look at people's fireworks pictures?
No.
No, my favorite fireworks...
Or phone videos.
Yeah, lots of phone videos.
No, my favorite is that gif of the balls and the dick coming together, like that fireworks display. That's like one of my favorite things ever.
Are you sure did somebody actually like make it?
It looks real. It could be fake, but either way, it's fucking cool.
All right. Yeah, they can do some crazy stuff now. My mom was saying that in the North Olmsted display, they had like emoji fireworks and stuff with like full smiley faces. I don't know. That sounds kind of neat, but I still wouldn't care enough to bother to see it.
Okay, so I know you hate fireworks, but there are emoji fireworks now, so we have to get sad face fireworks.
Yes, but only those.
Okay.
But it's got to be like the bullet. Like, it's got to have
the bullets.
Yeah.
And do the full logo. That would be amazing.
Full bullet. Yeah, I'd be on board with some Sad Boys fireworks.
Sad Boys. Okay, so Sad Boys fireworks are fine.
I mean, yeah, because that just assumes that enough people came to our show and gave a shit.
Okay, yeah, that does look real.
Yeah, the dick and balls thing. I'll try, if I remember or when I listen to this or whatever, I'll post it from our Instagram.
Send it to me because I'll put that as the pick for the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. But from what it sounds like that you're fine with fireworks as long as you're in an environment where fireworks are going to happen. But when they interrupt peace and quiet, you're not expect. That's when it's like, fuck fireworks.
Yeah, although one of the last times me and my family went out to a fireworks display was in Worcester. And we brought our dog, which was the dumbest thing we could have possibly done. Like, the dog lost its mind. I was not happy about that at all.
That's the thing. You see it every year. People are like, please be courteous with your fireworks. I have pets.
Yeah. Well, people don't give a fuck, though.
No.
We were just being dumb. Like, we shouldn't have done that. That was our fault.
Yeah. But, you know, I know some animals that don't care.
Yeah, my dog didn't really care at all. But my, like, friend's dog down the street, their dogs go nuts over it.
They just start barking or...
I was, like, barking, like, cowering in fear, like, that whole thing. And, actually, Jesse, who was on the show last week, I hung out with him a couple nights ago, and he was telling me about his friend's dog has a thunder jacket. I just thought that was, like, the fucking, like, the dog goes into, like, serious, like, fucking, it has problems, like, when it hears thunder or fireworks, whatever. And they make these things for dogs. It's called a thunder jacket. It's, like, this tight, compact thing that you put on them so they feel safe. But I just think thunder jacket is like the funniest fucking term to me.
Yeah, I've heard it described as a thunder shirt, but thunder jacket. So, yeah. So what if we can help veterans with PTSD that are upset by fireworks with thunder shirts?
I wonder if that's a thing. It might be already.
Well, I don't know how to...
No.
If I could get clothes to hug me, I would never wear anything else. So.
Well, I mean, with veterans, though, I mean... I wonder if that would just feel like a bulletproof vest that they wore already.
I don't know.
Like that, which probably would not be a good thing.
TheHateFlow @gmail.com. Send us your thunder shirts for veterans ideas. And let us know. There was one guy I knew when I was younger that he was in a war zone and he was like, fireworks are bullshit.
Yeah.
Because of that. But, you know, generally you can avoid it. It's just, you know, when you're in...
And that was kind of terrifying. Delivering pizzas on the 4th of July while this is all happening, you feel like you're driving through a war zone. It's crazy.
This is like Cleveland becomes Beirut for...
for like an hour.
Yeah. About an hour. Everybody, okay, you've got it all out of your system. Now, Dude,
it was crazy, man. Like, they started, people were, like, in my neighborhood on July 4th, like, they started at probably 6 p.m., which is just a waste. Like, it's still light out until, like, 9:30, like, during the summer. And, but, like, once 9 o'clock hit, dude, from 9 until 1 a.m., it was just every fucking minute something was going off. And I'm just like, how do all you fucking poor people in my neighborhood afford these fucking firework displays? Like, is that what you save your money for all year?
Apparently.
I guess so.
Apparently, like,
because they're not cheap. That's the other thing, is they're not fucking cheap.
No. It's, you're just throwing your money away. Well, you're exploding your money.
Yeah. You're literally setting your money on fire.
And then watching it explode. Fantastic. I mean, you know, I prefer the confetti guns.
Dude, just, you know, just give me a Roman candle. You know, Roman candles don't make that much noise, you know?
You just want to shoot people with Roman candles.
Neither here nor there. But, I mean, no, Roman candles are fine. I love the little poppers, you know, that you throw at people's feet. I like those. It's annoying. It's cool. Otherwise, I couldn't. I don't give a fuck. I don't need fireworks. If I never saw fireworks again in my life, I think I'd be okay.
It was always, when I was younger and we go to a bunch of Indians games, we try to go on the days where they had fireworks so we'd have an excuse to stay out till later.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. It wasn't like a...
Ooh, let's see the fireworks.
No, it was like, oh, we get to stay out late because we're kids and that's like, you know...
I mean, they must have really been like something in the 1800s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... But... It's not the 1800s.
No. Like you said, we have video games.
Exactly. And like
virtual reality is a thing now. So
yeah.
There's a video that replaces every lightsaber sound in episode one, The Phantom Menace, with Owen Wilson saying, wow.
Why the fuck do you need fireworks?
You can watch that. That is better than
it's
any.
It's funny. That's what I got tagged in right before we started this episode. Of course. I like, can't wait to watch it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's our entertainment has evolved. It's the reason that, you know, not many people play chess anymore in the park is because you can do it on your computer. Like, you don't have to sit out in the park playing with homeless people anymore. you can do it on your computer. You can
in a world where bad lip reading Seagulls Stop It Now exists. Why would you need to go see fireworks?
I don't know. It still seems to be, you know, the public displays at the very least, I don't know. The paranoid part of me is like, well, this is the one chance that the city government has to make sure that all of their citizens are in line.
Right.
So they gather them together in this fireworks display, and maybe they continue because they're preparing us for the inevitable nuclear holocaust that is coming. So maybe if we, you know, have these good feelings with fireworks, then we'll just look up and watch the world burn and like, ooh, pretty. And then that's it.
It just dawned on me that to celebrate America's freedom, it costs a lot of money. I mean, if that's not the most American thing I've ever said, then I don't know what is.
Well, freedom isn't free, Jordan.
No, it's not.
It costs way more than a $1.05, though. Yeah, I've never... The only time I've ever really bought fireworks was when I had a kid. And it wasn't like going to the fireworks store. It's like, you know, those baskets?
Yeah.
The bullshit fireworks. Snakes and sparklers.
Yeah, snakes and sparklers. Like, that's what I got for her. And snakes are bullshit. I don't know why anybody likes snakes.
My buddy Dave, he likes to... I guess when he was a kid, his parents would always yell at him for lighting the snakes on like the concrete because it like burns a stain in there. So each year with his daughter, since she's been born, he takes her out on July 4th and they light one in their driveway and there's like 7 spots where like that's a pretty like that's fine. But aside from snakes, snakes are bullshit.
I don't understand the appeal. It's basically like instead of putting a one of those pills with the dinosaurs in a sink full of water, instead you're lighting one on fire, and then it just becomes a turd.
It's like the black magic version of those dinosaurs is what it is, which I guess is why I could probably get down with it a little bit.
Okay, so send your snakes to Jordan. He's going to... Okay, the mission for by next 4th of July is we're going to find a way to make snakes cool.
All right, I think we could probably do that.
We can figure it out.
It'll probably end up with us pissing somebody off, but I'm down with that.
Oh, I mean, hello.
Why else would we do it?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make snakes great again.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right. So yeah, Sad Boys Social Club is happening Sunday. This is this episode will be out in time, so it's coming Sunday at Brothers Lounge,
July 23rd,
in Cleveland, Ohio. Doors at 8, show at 9. It's $5.
Did really well at Brothers last time, right?
It did, despite everybody bitching that. Oh, this is on WrestleMania night.
Oh, yeah, it's not on WrestleMania night.
Now it's not on WrestleMania night, so you have no excuse not to come. The primary architect of our West Virginia show is sitting next to us now. Because I was going through all the sketches and was like, well, who wrote this? Because I'm going to give him credit. I'm like, I look at the West Virginia line. I was like, Malkin. Oh, shit.
Like to write, so I'm turning in more stuff than anybody else, I guess. But, you know, we each have our own thing that we do.
Yeah.
And writing is kind of the thing that I've...
Didn't you write the Godfather sketch?
I did not write
That was Yurik.
That's a really good sketch, though.
Yeah. We're doing that on Sunday.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that sketch. Because I get to be racist.
For art.
Yeah.
Get to be racist for art.
Racism for art is my favorite thing.
Dude, that is your t-shirt. Like, I can't co-sign on that for the hate flow, but like, you personally, that is a perfect shirt for you.
Racist for art. Just wear that to make them laugh Mondays. Sell them outside. Actually, give them away outside. Like, here you go. Have fun.
Don't get beat up.
Mm. Yeah, stay away from them hands, son. But this is going to be really funny. Yeah, but we should have some new videos on Sunday popping off and sketches that you... If you came to the last Brothers Lounge show, every sketch is different. Every single one. There are no repeats.
Yeah, there's a video of one we did live last time.
Yeah, but it works way better as a video.
Yes, it does. So, completely new content, guys.
Yeah. It's all really new. It's going to be amazing. And I'm not on college radio, so I can say that.
Why is that?
There's no advertising allowed on college radio because it is not for profit.
Yeah, right.
So you can't...
Calling something amazing, is it like that's technically an endorsement?
Yes.
Okay.
You can't say it's going to be good because...
Can you say it's going to be bad?
No, I think I got in trouble one time for trashing somebody's business on college radio. It wasn't trouble. It was just like, hey, don't do that again.
Yeah, but right.
The only time I got in trouble on college radio is when we played Urbanite or Suburbanite. Are you familiar with Art McCoy?
You know I am.
Yeah.
That name is incredibly familiar.
He's been a staple of Cleveland radio for many years. He was on WTAM after Gilly died.
Probably my favorite black activist of all time.
Yeah. Oh, he was an activist.
Yeah, he's an activist.
I think I may have met him when I used to run with the activist circles back in the day.
He has like real long braid hair.
He's
short with black on black crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Young black man.
I've definitely met that guy.
Yeah.
But I used to be very. Radical, I guess. I don't know.
Radical.
Anti-racist action.
That's pretty radical, considering everything that ARA has done.
Yeah.
I just like them because they released good comps.
Wait, what was it? So Urbanite or Suburbanite?
Urbanite or Suburbanite was basically, because, you know, Art McCoy likes, he that's what he calls black and white people, is Urbanite and Suburbanite. Mm-hmm. That's been his gimmick for years. So we were making fun of that by reading the police blotter, and callers had to guess whether the person that committed that crime was an urbanite or suburbanite. And I would determine that by the location of the crime. So if it was in like Euclid or Cleveland or, you know, basically Euclid, Cleveland or East Cleveland, it was an urbanite. if it was like, or Parma.
Yeah.
You know, basically any place with a large population center close to downtown, or Parma has its own big population center, so urbanite. But, you know, Pepper Pike, Shaker Heights, et cetera, suburbanite.
North Olmsted.
Yeah. Suburbanite. Like, that was the game.
Right, right, right.
Well, somebody thought that was incredibly racist, so they called the university president. And I was suspended for Black History Month.
What the? That's the worst time to suspend you.
Well, I mean, we're a weekly show, so it's not like,
gotcha.
You know, it just happened to fall on Black History Month.
I was hoping you were going to say that, like, somebody called Art McCoy and he called in.
Actually, after that happened, I did airtime with Art McCoy. They invited him to the WCSB open house, and it was weird because he stands up when he does radio, like Randy Rhodes.
Yeah.
And so he's on his feet asking me technical questions about the station, which I have no idea. I just go in there, sit down, and talk.
Right.
So I'm on there with Ivan Stang on one side and Art McCoy on the other side, and Drycore like taking pictures, and it was a very bizarre experience. It was like, these are these huge thought leaders in Cleveland and me. Just on the air randomly.
No,
in the middle of the day.
I got to hang out with Art McCoy. I used to do t-shirts for his daughter.
Mm.
And me and my boss, who's like a good friend of mine at the time, like, he was my boss. I've known him for like 15 years. Neither doesn't matter, though. We like, hey, will you bring your dad down to the shop one day? And she did. And he just sat there with us for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and just bullshitted. It was awesome. I was like, fucking Art McCoy, dude.
Yeah. Well, the goal was to get Art McCoy on Muhammad's radio. But instead, we got Al Porter, who was the vice president of Black on Black Crime at the time. And we got the president of Black on Black Crime. Art McCoy was basically like the PR wing, from my understanding. And then, like, the people whose cat I'm watching this week, her mother is in Black on Black Crime and hosts the retreats at her place in Euclid. So we had all those connections, and we couldn't get Art McCoy to come on the show. Because I think they figured out, like, who I was. And it's like, oh, she's just going to be a dick. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of the point of all this, is me being a dick to Art McCoy. But, you know, he can handle it, and apparently that just never worked out. That's what it is.
If anybody out there is curious, there's so many. All you got to do is type in Art McCoy into YouTube, and you will find entertaining material.
He's great. It's McKoy.
Yeah.
That's probably why you haven't seen it, because that's not what you've typed in before. But it's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of good times happen on WCSB. But
send us your favorite Art McCoy videos at thehateflow@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll put them up somewhere. Yeah, speaking of videos, this is a bad segue. I've lost my mind here. We have to do our sponsor shout-outs because we have more. Things are picking up here at Ye Olde Let the Hate Flow Through You. We have to thank Chad Weaver, at Weaver Chad on the Twitter, Chris Clem, at Chris_Clem on the Twitter, Britt Fox, X Fox Rocks on Instagram and Snapchat, and now Jess Falstitch, at Epic Fall, FAUL on the Twitter and the Instagram. See many pictures of her cat. He's adorable.
He is.
Jess Falstitch.
Smithers.
Smithers. Yeah. How can you not love a cat named Smithers?
With a smushed face.
Yeah, he's just so cute. Our newest sponsor, Plight of the Stripper Herder. It is a blog about the trials and tribulations of being in the strip club industry for many, many years as a floor guy. If you want to know more about it, it's plightofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. It'll ask you if you want to proceed because it is adult content. Of course it is.
And of course you do.
Yeah. It's a wonderful read. If you like us, you'll like Ye Olde Stripper Herder. And then the rest of it, of course, Lousy Weather Media Network. Thanks for having us on. We record here at Milky Way Recordings each and every week. Get a hold of Pete Milk for all your audio wizardry needs. It's Homie for Homies here. And, of course, our logo design done by Sam Holmes. You can find her on the Instagram at Sam Holmes. That's Holmes like you live in, not Holmes like you hang with. And if you want your opportunity to see El Jordano Diablo live and in person, not just work and door, you will have that opportunity next Saturday, the 29th.
Yep.
El Jordano Diablo will be a guest at Comedy and Cocktails at the Bop Stop. We're talking about loud noises. You get no loud noises at the Bop Stop because they're infamous for shushing the crowd, which is something that is amazing for a comedy show. So
I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
So you can catch that. That's an 11 o'clock show on a Saturday night. You can do something else. You can get nice and lit. Come see Jordan doing his little stand-up skit.
That's what you get for talking shit, Sean asked.
Yeah.
You say something, I'm on stage 3 weeks later.
That's right. And he was specifically requested for this show. We booked El Jordano Diablo for this show. So this is not Jordan saying, hey, can I get on stage? No, this was someone else saying, we need Jordan Patrick for this show.
And I'm not the type of person that goes, hey, can I get on stage?
Yeah, no, you're not. No, generally I have to drag you around. That is what is going on in our world. Drew, thank you so much for coming on the show.
We appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can I plug my Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Drew Malkins on Twitter.
At Drew Malkins.
Yeah. I don't tweet that often, but might as well put it out there.
I think the other key thing that you have to plug here is your YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've been putting some fire out lately.
Oh, yeah. Check out, it's also Drew Malkins. Check it out. Check out Nerdy White Guy Raps Along with Kendrick Lamar. It's pretty good.
Drew does some lyrical changes to avoid problematic words.
Well, one problematic word.
Okay. One in particular. It's pretty great.
Let's play Guess That Word.
Oh, I...
we just cut off right there.
Well, Art McCoy will never listen to us if we do that. You dope. Let's not do that.
Let's not play Guess That Word.
Yeah. Look, we're the edgy podcast,
and
I know.
Check out the Sad Boys Social Club YouTube channel as well, the Pen 15 trailer.
The Pen 15 trailer is probably the best thing I've ever been a part of in my entire life. And if you haven't watched it, you're an idiot.
Yeah, it's a great trailer based on stuff I used to do on stage and then finally got to turn it into something that made sense to an audience. So
yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's definitely the best thing I've ever been a part of. And, you know, the Jess Smith just made fan art for it. We have a movie poster for a trailer now, which is pretty amazing.
I was very happy when I woke up to that this morning.
Yeah, that's a good thing to wake up to. Yeah, but more from us. Things will be a changing here at Ye Olde Hate Flow, so keep tuning in and be on the lookout. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates fireworks as much as Drew Malkins.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge may burn. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches. And I was meant to take.
This episode of Let the Hateful Three is brought to you by Chad Weaver.
Chad Weaver oozes genius from every pore.
Every pore.
Every pore.
Every pore.
At Weaver Chad.
retweet and like everything.
Retweet and like everything.
Only God can suck him.
That's Chad Weaver.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.